This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, thanks for listening to Marriage Therapy Radio. This is Zach and Laura. And I really wish we had a song. That Ben Folds song is my favorite. Zach and Laura. Except it's Zach and Sarah. But today on the podcast, we're really just talking about what does it take to move the needle in your marriage in kind of a broad way. We have this program that we created called Marriage in Motion. We're going to talk about it and talk about whether or not it's going to work for you. And my bias is that it's not. Mostly because you're responsible for doing the work. But we got lots of ideas about how to put it into action or into motion, if you will. So stick around.
Hi.
Hi. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
In case I don't see you.
Yeah, that's the Truman Show.
Yeah. How are you? You were gone for the weekend. So we're recording this on the other side of Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
What did you do?
We did what we always do. We went to the YMCA camp on Orcas Island. It's called Camp Orkyla. And they have a...
This episode is brought to you by...
The YMCA.
YMCA.
Yeah. We go there every year on Memorial Day weekend for family camp. And, you know, this is our sixth year. And it used to be like we were crazy, do all the stuff, family people. Like, get on the zip line, go on the swing, go kayaking, This time we all just kind of sat around. We just sat still. We read books. We made fires. We hung out in the hammock.
Amazing.
We went on a couple walks. We did do the ropes course, which was fun. We hadn't done that before, but
nice.
But mostly we just sat still and hung out with our pod keeps growing, right? We have these families that have come and they kind of just kind of more and more people sort of latch on. And it's a good time.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Google that because maybe your experience is changing as your girls are getting older, but my little dude is loving camping. So we took the camper out and and that was the first time we took our dog on his maiden voyage out into the wilderness. And it was amazing. He ate every bit of animal dung out there. I mean, deer, squirrel, you name it, other dogs, he ate it.
Okay.
Which was really great in close quarters in a camper with a dog with poop breath. But anyway, make you cringe. We had a great time and I'm really looking forward to, we're going to be spending 20 days in the camper from June 5th to June 25th and I'm coming to see you in Seattle. So get ready.
Two very important things are happening.
Yes. What? Oh, I know both of them.
Yes.
Number one, how old are you turning?
No, that actually happens second.
Oh, okay. The first thing that happens is we have our workshop.
Yep.
Our couples retreat that's happening on Mercer Island and that's June 8th
and
9th, Saturday and Sunday. And then after that, you and I are going to get together. You're going to spend your day with me.
Yes.
Your favorite person.
We're going to do
down the line after four other women or five.
We're going to do some business planning and
that's right.
Plot the future. And then, we're going to go throw axes.
Yeah.
It's my birthday. And I'm turning 46 years old and
I
decided I want to go throw axes and
I hope you don't strain a muscle trying to throw those axes. I'm just saying, 46.
Well, that's pretty old. Yeah.
I'm gonna limber up before you do that.
Start stretching right now. Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Hey, I'm curious, when you throw axes, is there alcohol allowed at this establishment? Because it seems to me like you would not drink alcohol and then go shoot guns at a range.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to drink alcohol at this establishment?
It's interesting because they don't sell it there, but they will sell you a permit so that you can bring your own. So you can bring your own, but you have to pay like $10 for the permit. And then,
what a deal.
Yeah, I guess. So, I mean, it's better than $10 beer. I mean,
it's a $10 beer and then you go to Walmart and you go pick up all of your cheap alcohol.
Yeah.
Anyway, cool. Well, I will see you soon. Looking forward to it.
Yep.
I've said it a lot, and I want to continue to let you know that we are very excited to host you for our marriage workshop in Seattle, Washington on June 8th and 9th. It's a Saturday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. and a Sunday from 9 until 3. In our marriage workshop, first of all, you get to hang out with Zach and myself, but we are going to be giving you all of our tidbits, all of the research, all of the tools when it comes to deepening your intimacy, having amazing conversation with your partner, managing conflict, and how to plan for the future so that your relationship doesn't grow stale. If you want to register for this workshop, go to marriagetherapyradio.com and click on the tab that says workshops. I just want to give you a heads up though. We have a smaller venue. We wanted this workshop to be more intimate, so we are limiting the number to 15 couples. We already have a bunch of people signed up, and I want to make sure that if you're interested, June 8th and 9th is a beautiful time to visit Seattle. If you've never been, now is the time to register. We hope to see you there. So here's what I wanted to talk about today, because okay. we got a question from a listener, and it was really a simple question. She was asking about our Marriage in Motion video series. And I will tell you, this is a very intentional plug for those of you who don't know about Marriage in Motion and the video series that we created. We're going to talk a little bit more about that today. But I thought that the question behind the question was what was most important to me, which was, look, my husband and I, we went to couples therapy. We were hemorrhaging. And we kind of, that's how I look at couples. Like, are you on fire? Are you bleeding out? Are you okay? Are you looking for growth? Where are you on the spectrum? And she said, we're no longer hemorrhaging, but we're definitely in this state of distance, discontent, roommate syndrome-ish. They're just sort of living discontented, but not really doing anything. I didn't say that correctly, did I? Discontented.
I mean, I'm with you. I think words mean what they mean, right? It doesn't matter if they're actual words or not. I was talking to a kid on a bus the other day, and I said, "You want to get on the furthest bus or something like that?" And he started challenging me about like, "Is that the word furthest? Furthest?" Yeah. And I was like, "Do you know what bus to get on?"
Do you understand what I'm saying right now?
Yeah, just get on the damn bus.
And, yeah. And God bless you. Yeah. My name is Zach, in case anybody asked who the adult was that you were speaking with.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I went into it because what she was asking was, if we buy this video course that you have, this video series, is it actually going to help my marriage? And I wanted to turn it around on her and basically say, look, and I've heard this from so many people. I hear this when I'm at the gym working with trainers. I hear it when I am like reading a new book and there's like a workbook that goes with it, is that you're going to get out of it what you put into it. Agreed?
Yes. I think you're nicer than me, because if she said, is this going to work? I would say no.
Really?
I would.
Why?
Because resources don't work for you. You work with your resources. Like, you don't have
mic drop.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
I mean, it can be therapy. It could be a book, could be a podcast, could be your next door neighbor. They don't fix you. You take what they give you and you use it to fix what you need. So anytime anybody asks me if it's going to work, I go, no, but you might work. It might work for you, you know, like, anyway, I know that's where you're headed, but you're nicer than me. So go.
Yeah. And you actually kind of stole my line, because that's exactly what I told her, is that there's a whole lot of self-help information. If you want anything, you can just Google it and you can find out whatever you want. If you want to learn how to build a 5,000 square foot home as a single mom. And have you seen that? This woman literally built a home by Googling, how do you build a home? And then she built it.
Started from scratch. Like me and my planter boxes.
Did we mention that on the last podcast?
I think so, but I don't remember. But I used Google.
It is one of the most attractive qualities to me. Male, female, rhinoceros, doesn't matter. If you can create something like a beautiful picture or a painting out of nothing, I am in awe. Like when my husband picks up a power tool, I am, let's just say I'm ready to roll.
Right on.
Ready to show him how much I love him.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, my buddy has a line, and I use it and reuse it every time, is that you don't want to be an insight chaser. You want to be an action taker. And that's the difference between a self-help book that you're going to pick up at Barnes and Noble that says, here's how to make your marriage great, to sort of therapy. And even people come and they're still insight chasers in therapy. They sit down And then you give them homework, or you give them something to consider, you give them a journal, something to do with the content, the information you're giving them, and they either go home and do it or they don't. They're not actually taking that in, right?
Yeah.
And so when we built this course, it's 16 lessons, and each lesson has a corresponding activity sheet. And the whole point of this course was for people who are kind of like what this woman said is, we did therapy, but what else do you have for me? Because we're stuck right here and now. And I want to know how to get unstuck. And that's why we built Marriage in Motion. So anyway, it's all about her taking action. It's all about her doing the activity sheets and putting into practice the things that she's learning, the tools of how to deepen your intimacy and your connection with your partner. Anyway, do you have any suggestions of how people can take either content that they are learning on this podcast or information that they learn through Marriage in Motion and not just lock it in their head as insight, but actually become action takers?
Well, I think you have to decide, A, that it's important to you, and then B, I've said it a billion times. If you want to see what people's priorities are, you watch what they do with their time and their money.
Yeah.
And if your marriage is a priority, then you got to allocate time to work on it. And people say, it's crazy to me. People come in and say, we've been working on our marriage for years. And I'm like, what are you actually doing? You know, like, mm-hmm. what do you do when you work on your marriage? Like, if I'm working on bench pressing my body weight, I start with an amount that I can manage, and I perfect my form, and I get my, you know, I get comfortable and I get confident, and then I start increasing weight, right? That's working on something. And so part of it is, part of what's implied there is that A, there's a goal, which is, I want to bench press my body weight, or I want to feel closer, right, or I want to have sex more often, or I want to feel more emotionally connected, or I want to have a vacation that doesn't go terrible, you know, like, and now we know what work to do, but we still have to allocate time. So for me, it's really about saying, if this is a priority, how do I take the 168 hours in a week and turn a few of them, more than last week, toward the intent of my relationship. That's so in terms of how do you become an action taker? First of all, you have to just prioritize it and know what you're working toward.
Mm-hmm. So I like the idea that you say of know what you're working toward, because I think oftentimes people come in and they sit down in our offices and they basically say, like, we're broken, fix us. And it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. It's more about, what are you wanting to achieve? What is your vision of what you want and how you're falling short of that? So everybody has a different vision of what they want their relationship to look like. Maybe they're chasing some relationship of their grandparents and that's what they want. Or maybe they just want more closeness, or maybe they want to, you know, every time they have a conversation, they don't want it to unravel into a fight. Whatever it might be, set that intention and understand what it is that you're working toward. And I love that, because when we have our couples workshops that we do, the one that's coming up on June 15th, plug, plug, plug.
June 8th and 9th.
Oh, sorry. June 8th and 9th. You know what? All I can think about is just how crazy this is. I'm going to be living in a camper for 20 days. That's all I can think about. Yeah. If I show up super disheveled on June 8th and 9th, you will know why.
Yeah. Unlikely.
But we have them set their intention.
Laura,
what is that?
Laura basically doesn't even get on the podcast without makeup, so it's unlikely she'll walk out the door.
That is 100% not true. I did brush my hair for you, but I'm wearing the same clothes that I worked out in 6 hours ago, okay, and I haven't bathed.
All right.
And if I do bathe, I'll probably just put the same clothes back on.
All right.
Oh, so Zach, I like that we're talking about setting your intention. The thing that I have learned is about having small things that you're doing on a regular basis. And my goal with this podcast is that every time we have an episode, we give you one thing to actually do, mm-hmm, rather than just think about, but it's like something to do. In our last episode with Tina, I just listened to that today because it just came out today, the day that we're recording this. And the thing that we gave couples to do is that when they have intimacy, I think Tina said it for like, is it 2 hours of alone time where you focus on one partner. Mm-hmm. And if it's like the female that's getting doted on, the male has to keep his pants on and you don't get to do anything with your parts, but you are going to love and gush on your partner and make them feel adored and maybe even aroused without actually hitting below the belt for the first 30 minutes, which means that you're going to be hitting other Rajanas zones. You're going to be telling them how much you love and adore them. That was something that we told them to do. Mm-hmm. And I've had so many people write in and say, Laura, we are doing the things that you're telling us to do. And it's making an impact.
That's fun.
So I guess my charge to you is that I recognize that this works. And that's what I wrote back to this listener is, I know marriage in motion works. I know that the podcast works. I know that the advice that we give couples works, but it only works if you do it.
If you put it to work. Sure. Yeah.
If you put it to work.
Yeah. Oh, who was it? Somebody who talked about like, my new favorite comedian right now is a guy named Nate Bargatze. And he talks about how he never exercises. So he went ahead and bought the P90X DVDs. He said, I never exercised a day in my life. So let's do it what the Navy SEALs do. And then he goes, yeah. But the reason I bought it is because they had a before and after video. And he said, how about the before guy? His body blew me away. Does that guy have a DVD? Because I'd like to look like the before guy.
No.
But the whole thing, you know, it's like you buy P90X, put it on your thing. But if you don't actually stand up and do the stuff.
Right, you don't do it.
You can't expect there to be any change. Yeah.
I can't tell you how many. So I used to have insomnia for a couple of years. And there was a lot of late night infomercials where they were all like Beachbody and P90X. And there were so many times where I would just sit there on the couch watching an entire workout thinking if I was actually doing what they're doing, I might get in that shape. But instead I'm really literally just watching somebody do yoga or Tai Chi and just feeling really good about it.
Yeah.
So we know that a lot of people that are listening are single individuals that you've never listened to this podcast with your partner. You might have mentioned, or maybe it's a secret. You don't tell your partner what you're listening to, but you're taking in this insight. And we get this question all the time, which is, hey, my partner doesn't want to listen to this podcast, or my partner doesn't want to come to this couples workshop that you're hosting, but I really want to go. Or I really want to make an impact on my relationship. And I see you have this marriage in motion course. Can I have an impact on the relationship if I'm doing this by myself? And I would love to hear your insight on that.
This is my new favorite theory that I'm batting around right now.
I'm so glad I asked then.
Well, I mean, it's just the question is, can one person make a difference in the relationship or the overall health and wellness of the relationship without even letting the other person know that they're doing the work? Almost like a secret agent. In fact, I have this whole sort of secret agent marriage in my head, like secret agent marriage
or something.
But like, I have this idea. Okay. So short answer, yes. I think you absolutely can watch it by yourself. I think you can absolutely implement some of the challenges. For me, everything that you consume is really just the beginning of a conversation. So if you are going to listen to a podcast or watch a TV show or look at a sunset, it's just the beginning of how do I connect with another human being. And in this case, it happens to be a lot of relationship content that I think we do a good job of sort of twisting on its head, right? I mean, there's kind of nothing new under the sun, but to give you a different way to think about your relationship or different language to use is the beginning of how you talk to your partner about trying to implement some change.
You
know, the first couple sections I think of marriage in motion are really about overcoming resistance. And there's lots of reasons why you wouldn't work on your relationship. I don't have time. I don't have money. Don't have energy. My partner's not involved. But
I've been the one that's putting out all the energy up until this point. Now I want them to put some energy out. Yeah. I've heard that one a lot. Yeah.
There's lots of reasons not to. But again, it just comes back down to, is it a priority for you? Because if you want something to change, nothing changes if nothing changes, right? So I think if you have a opportunity to, you know, consume a new way of thinking, even if it's by yourself, I absolutely think you can make a difference in your relationship.
Because so I always think about this, like your thoughts become your behaviors. Mm-hmm. And if we can give you some new ways to think about your relationship, new ways to have empathy or grace for your partner, new ways to start a conversation, new ways to turn towards your partner, it's going to change the trajectory. So every couple gets into a cycle, and it's probably a pretty stinking well-worn cycle that you've been in for a really long time. And all it takes is one person to shift in order for that cycle to get off kilter. And if you shift your behavior enough, you shift the way that you communicate with your partner, you shift the way that you turn toward them, you shift the way that you pursue them intimately, they're going to change the way that they respond to you. So yes, I do think that you can have an impact on your relationship. And my guess is people who are listening to this podcast, actually, I know because they've responded to us, have had an impact on the relationship. They've done things that we've suggested by actually taking insight and making it to action. So anyway, I wanted to share this because I'm guessing that a lot of you have the same question that this woman had, asking, would marriage in motion work for my relationship? And I just responded back, I did not say no, like Zach, because marriage in motion doesn't work for your relationship. You work for your relationship. So if you're willing to work, if you're willing to change the trajectory of the relationship, then give it a shot. We do have, I'll plug it a little bit. We started the course off, how much was it offered for? $500, I think,
yeah,
when we first launched it. So it was close to $500, and we took it down. We did not pursue it. We basically kind of repackaged it and reformulated it. And then we relaunched it just a couple months ago. And we dropped the price down to $297, and it's a standalone course. It's on our website. If you're interested in checking it out, it's marriagetherapyradio.com. And then there's a tab at the top that says Marriage in Motion. And it's 16 videos. So you get to see Zach and myself. And just in case you're wondering, I will tell you that it is more structured than this podcast is. Yeah. You're not going to hear me drop an F-bomb, and we will probably not spontaneously drop into song for you. There's definitely no, there are no dad jokes. Hey, by the way, are you ready for a dad joke?
Are you going to tell me one?
I'm not, but I want you to come up with one.
No, I got a good one.
I'm just preparing you. Okay. Yeah. But I do want for you to try it out, because with each video, which is about 20 minutes long. So imagine you have 16 videos and each of them are 20 minutes long. There's a corresponding activity sheet. And I have been doing this for several nonfiction books lately, where I just download all of the activities and I put it into a binder. And that's like my vision for you, is that you create a binder and the two of you can go through it together. Or if you're a single person, not a single person, but if your partner's not going through marriage emotion with you, then you can go ahead and just watch the videos, do the activities on your own, and begin to be your secret agent marriage. All right. Are you ready with your dad joke?
Yeah, actually it's not mine. It comes from a listener called Chris.
Yes.
It's like from Monty Python. I am called Tim. No, but, so Chris, correctly identified Sky High Airlines as an Alaska Airlines commercial. Sky High Airlines, Sky High Airlines, climb aboard. And then he offered up a dad joke, which I actually like. I told it a bunch of times at camp. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Two muffins were in
We're all ready. Sorry. Go ahead. Two muffins.
Two muffins were in an oven. And one muffin says to the other, "Holy cow, it's hot in here." And the other muffin says, "Holy crap, a talking muffin."
So you told that Chris, I'm not a fan of your dad joke. Just going to say that out loud. Not a fan of it.
So you're saying to our listener, Chris, who was generous enough to send us both a compliment and a dad joke, that you're not a fan.
No. I think people have figured out now that if I don't like something, I'm going to say it. And it doesn't matter if Zach says the dad joke or if a dad joke happens to come by way of a listener. If I don't like it, I'm going to tell you. And I'll tell you, in general, I don't like dad jokes.
Hey,
this is just, it's like you have a coup. You have something going on with our listeners. We're like, let's just come up with all the worst dad jokes and let's say them on air and just make Laura's day awful.
Next time I'm going to tell you about the chicken who went to the library.
No, no more. Let's just end it. We're done. Bye. We're done. Goodbye. Have a lovely day, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. I have a surprise for you. It's a promo code. This promo code will get you $70 off when you register for the Marriage in Motion video series for couples. Here's what you enter in. You enter MTR for Marriage Therapy Radio. Just click on forbetter.us. That's forbetter.us. You can learn all about each lesson plan and the activity sheets, and then register, but be sure to enter in the code MTR. That's only for listeners who listen to episode 70 so that you can take $70 off the $297 price tag. How awesome is that? You guys, I think about, as we are entering into summer, if you start to watch one video a week, imagine where your relationship will be 4 months from now. when you are just entering into fall and the chaos of getting the kids back into summer is at its peak, you can have the best communication that you have had in a long time, if not ever. So I encourage you to check out forbetter.us, take a look and read, watch some of the videos that we have for the Marriage in Motion video course. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you for your time and your energy making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.